milady. If I'm in the street and there is a lover passing by, I don't even notice the face of this lover. So what? Why this is important? Why have I highlighted this? Why I repeated this? And why I asked you, or maybe forced you, to write it down so many times? That's my point. I repeat my question. Rumi said, if you're looking at the lover, you're looking at the beloved. Because the beloved and lover are one. Okay? He said that. Right? Now I'm saying that, okay, I highlighted that and I believe that this is a very important stuff. So you should always remember that I'm questioning you. Why is it important? Just because I said so? What is its importance? What you described to me had no value at all. Anybody will help? Yes.
Will hazard a guess. So that you're able to see God and everything.
Do you think really the studying of Rumi is to be clever to make some connections like that?
But there's no separation between these two. It's a unity.
So what? Okay, there is no separation between lover and beloved. So what?
So it's one.
So what?
The truth is one.
So what?
And you feel bad.
Does it help me? Does it make anything for me? No. So what? You're missing. Oh, this is a good game. I'm tricking you. This is teaching trick. You know what? A couple of you were asleep. Now you're alive. Think about it.
It has to do with this movement and interaction and energy, which there's something that happens, something becomes one.
This young boy is telling me that this is one of those ladies which is talking nonsense very cutely, and you should agree. No! I told you one. I started this session with that. Each part could be nonsense. The relation of the parts we teach you. Rumi added something to it. What was that? He said, if you understand this the same way, the thirsty people who are looking for water should know that the water is looking for them. That's for me. That was the description of lovers. Beautiful. What for me? Is that, do you love the water of knowledge? Do you really love this matter? Then don't worry. This matter loves you the same. No hesitation, no worries, no, I cannot do this, am I fit for this, or blah, 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 blah. Because there are these doubts over there. We are cleaning up. There are doubts. Why? The merchant is there. Look at the merchant. Something good had happened. The self is dead and the merchant is crying. That will happen to you. But if you realize all this, then you don't worry. Yes, the merchant will moan. But later merchant will learn, will improve. This is the point for us. That's why just this payment is joyful. Because when we go to pay, other receptionist is in love with us and will receive it lovingly. That makes a hell of a difference. That's how it works. Everything is upside down for the logic. So Rumi said, listen, remember, lover and beloved are one. So if you love the knowledge, knowledge is loving you. Then what? He said, but from this, let's advance. The third one, remember, he is pulling us. That sound I told you, Irjali, come back to me. What do you get from that sound? Any of you? I'm the ignorant, out of space guy, huh? What does that mean to you? You really believe that the creator of the universe is calling you back? What does that mean to you?
I've been there and he's calling me back. It's a return.
Simpler than that, he loves you. What else do you want? That's the point. Understand that it's that way. We don't count on me, but we count on the beloved, and there is no difference. Yeah. So the payment for me is a good excuse to get in touch. I shouldn't worry about it. Then he said, let's stop here. I know if you let your imagination run wild, it will be problematic. Let's be ready for this. But remember, there are the situations that you think is awful, but it's lovely. I'll tell you, somebody fell in the water and is drowning. What do you wish for that fellow? Don't say anything, because you know what? The fellow prefers to be Diva. Who are you? That's how it is. That's how it happens. Because when you look at love, when you think about being in love, the first thing in your mind is the state you will be in, really. And that's awful. Because you have to surrender to begin. That's the real state of being. You don't know what will happen in state of mind, because you are surrendering some silly stuff which is not yours to begin with, but you're gaining something indescribable, really. That's how it works. So look at the babies. If you give them a diamond, They will change it to for a piece of, I don't know,
candy.
So here everything looks upside down. Namely all of us. We are sitting down and we look a little bit not happy. Because we don't want to do the propagandas. Because we're thinking about that, exception of the exception of the exception. We went through a lot of explanation about the exceptionality of the Creator. Great. Remember, we talked about that a lot. We are in the middle of that. The exceptionality of God arrived to a moment that Rumi, talking to God, you say, you know what? You made this wheel and you and thing like that to play a bagatellis. That's what you're doing. Means you could go this way and arrive to a point that there is no distinction between anything. So the exception and rule will be the same. And remember, let's go back about that word, that sentence. Come back to me. How do you feel? You cannot have a proper feeling. You know why? Because you don't get it when I say, there is this void.